How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not only had the United States lost its ability to send our astronauts to the moon, but under the under a number of administrations, I have to tell you, but in particular the Obama administration, we even lost our ability to send astronauts into orbit at all.
This is incredibly deranged. All right, everybody. Donald Trump is currently speaking at a NASA center in Houston, Texas. He was about 50 minutes late, then took the stage and is speaking to complete silence at the NASA center. Not a single person is applauding or reacting to anything he says during his brazenly partisan speech, points out Aaron Rupar. He's blaming Obama and Biden for crazy things that have nothing to do with NASA. He's going on rants about his own personal grievances, and honestly just embarrassing everybody who was there, mainly himself, as he continues this partisan tirade. I want to walk you through it, and I want to walk you through how Trump has been losing his mind, posting all of these graphics, signing an executive order to start a trade war with Canada, rename Lake Ontario to Lake America, and just focus on this juvenile symbolic BS over anything of substance. Let's jump in. And as always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I will be debating Gen Z MAGA commentator CJ Pearson in Nashville, Tennessee on September 12th. You can get tickets below. Show up, support. It'll be a great time. Let's jump in with this clip right here. Trump is speaking to complete silence.
And we had a little interlude of 4 years, but somehow it was limping along. It was okay. It was limping along. And now I'm back. And we're doing more than limping. We don't limp. 8 years later, these dreams are really coming through at a level that nobody ever imagined. Nobody imagined what is happening now. And even more importantly, what space has done for our military in terms of offensive and defensive capability is incredible. Don't forget, I was the one that gave you Space Force, and we had no Space Force. And when people heard about it, they thought we were kidding. If they thought it was like comic book stuff.
Dog, if you have complete silence in the crowd, you have to at least spice it up a little bit. Donald Trump, I should mention, was making the astronauts he's supposedly honoring sit around and wait for him endlessly. Ambient music had been playing for half an hour while they were all just sitting there on stage with ambient music playing because they were waiting for him to show up. Donald Trump then took another 20 minutes, making it a total of 50 minutes before he took the stage with all of the astronauts literally just sitting around. I mean, I don't know if it zooms in right here, but you can see all of them sitting and waiting. I'm sure they have more important things to do. What was Donald Trump doing in the meantime, you may ask? Well, he was making posts like this one on Truth Social. This is a chart that he posted that is just comical. It says the greatest. It's like a ranking of presidents, right? It says the greatest, and it puts him a tier above some of the actual greats. A tier above Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt, Wilson, Jefferson. Near greats. Then he puts average. Then below average, then he puts failures. In failures, he has Biden, Obama, Grant, Harding, Carter. That's not fair for any of them. It's just funny to me. I know this seems like a dumb, random post, but it's actually kind of offensive and scary for a few deeper reasons. The president of the United States is creating an alternate reality via Truth Social, a platform that he owns, that he's selling early access to. And in doing so, he is getting us into wars. He thinks the economy is in an A++++ position, and he's posting about how all other presidents are inferior to him. Are we kidding? Donald Trump has had perhaps the most disastrous presidency in modern American history. Obama took office in 2009, January of 2009, right after the recession. And 4 or 5 years later, we had largely rebounded. There are still lagging wealth inequality effects, but we had largely rebounded, and Obama's economy was steady. Trump then inherited that economy, took credit for it, and it's kind of just a microcosm of American history, the way that white Americans take credit for work that black Americans do and then kind of ruin it and distort it in their own weird, narcissistic manner. I mean, look at what Trump just posted on Truth Social a bit ago. Breaking news. 2, Office of the Secretary, Department of the Interior. Sir, as of 4:30 today, the U.S. Geological Survey has officially designated the former Lake Ontario to be renamed as Lake America in all official USGS electronic documents. He is changing it to Lake America because he's starting a trade war with our next door neighbor Canada because the trade deal they were cutting fell apart due to the admin, the Trump admin, requesting they change their language laws, change their culture laws, change the laws about their movies, their film, try to move it more right. And Mark Carney was like, hell no, we're not going to change our law and change our culture and change our language for America. That is weird. It's kind of just colonization. Why would we impose our beliefs on our next door neighbor in that manner when they're already largely aligned with us? So Donald Trump is now just tweaking out. He is throwing a temper tantrum, and it's a repeat of the Gulf of America. He changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. It's a type of symbolic, juvenile bullshit that defines his presidency. And just think about it like this. 1 year ago, he changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. 1 year later, he changed Lake Ontario to Lake America. In between that time, what did he do? Well, if he had done anything of substance, I would give him credit for it. But there is nothing to give him credit for. For example, we can look at the war that he started in Iran, the Epstein Files debacle, inflation has gotten higher, unemployment has gotten higher, the debt has gotten higher, everything has gotten fundamentally worse while he's doing this juvenile symbolic bullshit.
So this is Lake Ontario in Canada and in the United States, but we're going to make a little change. We're going to call it something different than Lake Ontario. We're going to call it Lake America, and all it takes is a good pen and some intelligence.
So dude, holy shit. We have an orange, demented clown president. Look at this guy. Look at his face. This is actually absurd. This is what, like, my generation is growing up with. You have to remember, we look to the Oval Office. We look to the people who are supposed to be leaders, and it's this clown shit. Watch.
A good pen and some intelligence. So Lake Ontario, that's gone. Lake America. So now we have a lake, and now we have...
We are so cooked. This is our president looking, and we are so incredibly cooked. Here is Donald Trump in the Oval Office calling a meeting for a similar reason. I mean, I just... Please fathom this for 1 second. Everything has gotten fundamentally worse under his presidency. He has backstabbed his voters. He said no new wars. He started a new war. He said no inflation, there is more inflation. He said that he was going to fix the global order. He has isolated us from all of our allies. He drug his feet on the Epstein files and was forced to release them by Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie, people that he has now pushed out of the Republican Party, and he's insulated in this bubble. He promised the mass deportation of criminals, then he came into people's lives, people's homes, violated our constitutional rights, had ICE murdering US citizens with zero accountability. He's massively corrupt. All of this is to say that his focus when calling this Oval Office meeting was not to fix any of this, not to announce a new healthcare plan or a new economic policy, not to help the American people. It was to change the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America. Symbolic, juvenile bullshit. Listen.
And finally, I guess the purpose of this more than anything else is we're going to be changing the name of Lake Ontario, effective immediately, to Lake America. That's going to take place right now as I sign the order. Do you have anything to say about it, Ben?
Yes, sir. So this is a straightforward but important executive order. It directs Secretary Burgum and the Department of the Interior to update the Geographic Names Information Service to reflect that lake once known as Lake Ontario will, from this day forward, be known as Lake America. This is a lake that has most of its volume in the United States. The deepest parts of the lake sit in United States territory, so this will reflect that. Good. This is an American lake.
I don't believe this is necessary. It's so dumb, and it gets even dumber. Let's go back to the NASA speech that he's currently giving in Texas. Trump claims he genetically believes in space because his uncle was smart. He's been running this Uncle MIT line for a few years, and it only gets more incoherent and disconnected as his brain deteriorates. Listen.
I had an uncle who was a great scientist, a great man. He was at MIT for 41 years, Dr. John Trump, and he loved space. He used to tell me about space, space, all space. He would throw in the word nuclear every once in a while, but he loved space. So I guess we have genetically, I believe in that stuff. I love it. I find it so interesting, so amazing. It's very special. Thanks to also Associate Ed.
I know this seems small. I don't want to overanalyze this. But I think this is the fundamental problem with a lot of conservatives. They can't understand the difference between socialization in society versus being born genetically with something. For example, there are major differences in the way that men and women function in society and seek different jobs, but it's due to socialization. And you can actually fix this through things like feminism, which just means equality, the legal, social, economic equality of men and women. But conservatives think that women are wired in a different way. They're genetically born to be in the household and do this. And we just say, liberals just say, we should give people the individual choice to do that. Or like black and white Americans, due to socialization and due to the history of America, there are differences in the way that black and white Americans search for jobs or are treated in society and experience systemic racism, of course, but Republicans just think it's a genetic thing. Many Republicans think that black people are genetically just differently wired. It's not really that. You get what I'm saying? So he's always talking about genetics, and I think it really gets to the root of something. He then begins to immediately cast doubt on the efficacy of the NASA people behind him. He's like, well, I'm restarting this program, and I hope it's not a mistake. I hope I'm not making a mistake here. Like, man, have some confidence in this.
Produced some of the greatest achievements in human history, and I have no doubt that under this great administrator and all of you people, you're going to have no question it's going to go further than it ever has. I really believe that, or I made a big mistake in getting it going again because I had to get it going.
Why even say, or else I made a big mistake in doing this? I mean, everyone is standing behind you, thinking about the missions that they've spent their lives leading up to you. And you're just going to say, I made a big mistake if this doesn't work. Bro, that's an inside thought. That's not something you say on the outside. In this next clip, Donald Trump begins to rant and go on a diatribe about these weird aesthetic focuses. This feeds into Mad King theory. Trump has spent the past year focusing on the ballroom, costing hundreds of millions of dollars, then the reflecting pool, which failed, then he's renovating the helipad, the half of the White House. It's all absolutely weird. The Kennedy Center, he's focused on the aesthetics more than anything else because he's trying to paint prior administrations as like dirty, awful messes while he's cleaning everything up.
The building, not a good look. And I went down, I looked at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. In particular, I saw something that you rarely see. They had grass growing out of the cracks in the runway. You had a runway that was all broken up. It was all bad. I know all about that from being...
Bro, you only have so much time to speak to the NASA scientists behind you, the people who are going to be astronauts, who are working to advance our scientific discovery. And you're ranting about this? This is one of the cases, as Aaron Ruper points out, where Donald Trump going on these long-winded speeches is really, really hurting him. It might work with his MAGA crowd because they feel like, oh, he's spending more time with us in our small town in Iowa during the rally. But in this scenario, he is just embarrassing himself and boring everybody, wasting everybody's time. Listen to this clip where he's ranting about Obama. He's blaming things on Obama. Why are you giving such a highly partisan speech at NASA centers? What are you doing, man?
You had Peter. Well, maybe they didn't like it. Maybe they didn't like the concept. I don't know, but it was certainly not anything. It was very embarrassing, actually, what had happened. Not only had the United States lost its ability to send our astronauts to the moon, but under a number of administrations, I have to tell you, but in particular, the Obama administration, we even lost our ability to send astronauts into orbit at all. We had no ability in space whatsoever. We totally.
This is incredibly deranged.
With all of the talent and all of the genius and all of the money, we had nothing. And when I got here, I came here, I went to Florida, I visited a couple of the places. I wanted to see what was going on. NASA was closed, absolutely closed. There was almost nobody there.
Again, this is what I was trying to say earlier. He's trying to paint the country as a failing country that he swooped in and saved. The reality is, America has a lot of problems with wealth inequality, a lot of problems with foreign policy. But under Obama and Biden, we had a quite steady-handed leadership, right? We were able to push in the right direction. Donald Trump has ruined our alliances, effed up our image on the global stage, is getting closer to North Korea rather than South Korea. It's all incredibly sickening and disturbing to see as a young person. I want our country to be respected. I want us to have strong alliances. I want us to stick up a middle finger to Russia, sanction the hell out of them. And I want to make sure that countries like China aren't abusing human rights and genociding Uyghurs. I want to make sure countries like Israel aren't invading the West Bank and murdering Gazans. I want to have a more humane foreign policy, and Trump is removing that, cutting USAID. It's disgusting. Complete silence as Trump brags about the stock market and touts fake investment numbers. What is this guy doing?
Great. This country is doing great right now. Never did anything like it. 81 stock market highs in 1.5 years, never been anything like it, including...
Dude, look at their faces in the back. You know, at this point, they had to wait 50 minutes for him. Now he's been speaking for another, like, 50 minutes, and they're all just tired.
Great right now. Never did anything like it. 81 stock market highs in 1.5 years, never been anything like it, including they broke it again yesterday for the 81st time. And... $19.2 trillion is being invested in our country from outside countries and interests and people. And we've never seen it. That's why I call it the golden age. It's an exciting time. Tomorrow's going to be very exciting. Great. This country.
Dog, why are you just standing there lying? I mean, I guess Trump never misses an opportunity to lie about narcissistic things that he didn't do. These numbers are fake. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. If you live near Nashville, September 12th, I'll be debating CJ Pearson. I love you all. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.